Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hello, campers. Hello, self-isolationists. Hello, self-quarantiners. Live from the friendly confines of stately McLean Manor in beautiful downtown Taylors, South Carolina. Here we go, getting underway. It is the TGIF edition. That means, of course, the Friday free-for-all is on. And so those of you that want to bring up some subject that may not have been broached during the preceding 4 days this week, today is your shot at it. Here we go, getting underway, TGIF, Friday free-for-all, the all-skate. And to be a part of the conversation today, just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. If you prefer to send me a text message, and many do, just use the CSRP, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, of course, remains bob@1063word.com. So the rumor mill has been grinding exceedingly fine all day long today. I heard this early this morning from some friends. And, hey, you know, Mayor Knox White is contemplating putting into place a stay-at-home ordinance for the city of Greenville. And that news had been spreading faster than the virus itself. The mayor had scheduled a meeting of the city council for Monday morning to take up an ordinance that would close what the city deemed to be non-essential businesses and would order people to stay home except to conduct certain activities. The word was that the ordinance would be less restrictive than the ones in place already by the wacko mayors of Columbia and of Charleston. Well, then, later this morning, Attorney General Alan Wilson stepped into the fray and said, hold everything. He issued an opinion stating that local government cannot exercise the emergency powers delegated to the governor by the General Assembly. In other words, they don't have the right to do it. They don't have the power to do it. They don't have the legal standing to do it. The AG's opinion continued, therefore, counties and municipalities should be aware that any unauthorized exercise of such emergency powers could subject these political subdivisions, that is the cities, to liability at the behest of a private citizen with requisite legal standing. The AG's opinion this morning affirms a previous opinion issued in 1980 by the state attorney general. This particular opinion today was requested by State Representative Jeff Bradley. He is a Republican from Hilton Head, where the beaches have been closed, amongst other things. So the mayor said the orders in Charleston and Columbia went too far, and the city was considering issuing a revised version. So now, the whole concept of this is out the window for here in the city of Greenville, and I am left to assume it's only a matter of time before a citizen with standing, that's a legal requirement, you must have standing to be able to bring suit, will drag the mayor of Columbia and the mayor of Charleston into court and say, wait a second, the attorney general has issued an opinion saying you guys have exceeded your authority and you can't flex your muscles in this way. What you're doing is an illegal stay-at-home order. So we'll see. I suspect it is when we see that sort of lawsuit, legal action brought in court. 11 minutes after 3 as we get rolling here on the Bobby Mack Show on Friday. Let's go to the phones and bring in Katie, who wants to talk about the Wuhan flu. Hi, Katie, and welcome to the show.
Hey, sweetie. Listen, I was watching Dr. Oz this morning, and they were talking about vaccinations. So what I remember about vaccinations from god-awful history classes from a long time ago was with smallpox and chickenpox, the way you got it was by being with other people.
Yes.
So are we not putting ourselves in a position to build up immunization because we're with people that have this? Which makes the next question, they're all worried about having people coming in and self-testing. Can we not have an EPT, quote-unquote, pregnancy test for this thing, where you get the bars or the color changes or anything like that?
I suspect, given the level of anxiety that people have and the importance attached to tamping that down as much as possible, that the administration, I have not heard this, but if you and I have thought of it, I guarantee you somebody in the White House or in the medical chain that's advising the president on the Wuhan flu has thought of it as well. So I suspect something like that probably is in the works. The problem is, of course, with so many people sequestered in their homes and quarantined, self-isolated, and all the rest, how do you get the production going to be able to actually manufacture this test, even after it's designed and, tested and cleared? How do you then get it into the hands of people?
I talked to Ford. They seem to be making respirators right now out of automotive parts.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the next headline. Ford recalls 500,000 ventilators.
What I'm excited about is whatever's happening over at Prisma with the mechanical genius that put Y splitters on them.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and you know, the simplicity of that idea, the beauty of that idea is its simplicity. Somebody just said, wait a minute, let's put a Y adapter on there. We can put, you know, two or three or four people on the same ventilator. And you know, I mean, you can picture it as well as I can, Katie. Everybody else in the room suddenly staring at each other and going, well, duh, why didn't I think of that?
Obviously, this person owns a fish tank.
Yeah, I would guess, and hopefully is smart enough to not drink what aquarium juice to clean their tanks. To treat yourself, to self-medicate.
I'm sorry, I can't. That's kind of rude for me to laugh.
Yeah, I know. We shouldn't laugh about it because, you know, this poor guy and his wife out in, where was it, Arizona? You know, they're desperate. They want to do anything. But you know, there is such a thing as going too far, especially when it comes to self-medicating. You really got to be careful with this stuff. Well, thanks, Kitty. I appreciate the call. In on the text line 71307. What's that you say? Liberal nincompoops overstepping their authority, reaching out legally where they can't go? Oh, no. Say it isn't so, Joe. Say it isn't so. Hey, speaking of which, Moneypenny, do you have you got the show opener there that references today being Joe Day? Not the show opener, but today is National Joe Day. Do you happen to have that one handy? Yeah. Since the emailer mentioned Say It Ain't So, Joe. How appropriate, because today is, believe it or not, National Joe Day. What you know, Joe?
National Joe Day is March 27th.
National Joe Day today to celebrate all the Joes.
There's so many famous Joes in the world.
Hey, Joe. No, I'm just your average Joe.
Joe.
Joe Pesci.
I'm Joe Dirt.
Joe Montana.
I'm Joe Biden.
Another football legend, Joe Namath.
No one else gets more like Broadway Joe.
Or maybe the most important Joe in your life is the Cuppin' Joe that you have.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, now you're talking. 16 after 3, take a quick break here, right back, and we go to the phones again. It's the Bobby Mac Friday free-for-all, live, sequestered at stately McLean Manor here on WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, what day is it?
Friday.
Ooh, day.
Seriously?
Yes, seriously.
One thing's for sure, people take Friday very seriously.
Trust me, it's about to get
serious.
Get serious.
Get serious.
Let's get serious here.
Seriously?
It's Friday. It's time to party.
Who are you going with?
Just me, baby.
I'm having a meal.
It's showtime.
It is indeed hour number one. We're often rolling here on the TGIF edition of the Bobby Mack Show, 22 after 3 in on the text line. Hey, Bob, how about Sleepy Joe? Since it's National Joe Day, looking forward to watching Donald Trump eat him alive. Being he was a part of the Obama administration, we could all say, Bobby, somebody told Joe Biden it was happy. He said, Happy Joe Day. He looked right at him and said, You talking to me? It's like taxi driver. You know, me? You talking to me? I don't see anybody else. Hey, you must be talking to me. Bobby, smallpox is a deadly disease. It was eradicated by vaccination, except for samples in the bioweapon stockpiles of major powers. Hey, libs, boomers are immune. You know what they've been calling this, right? The boomer remover. Before, of course, it became more well known that the youthful among our population also are susceptible to this. Like some of those COVIDiots that were on the beach in Florida and now have come down with it. Bobby, I'm in Rutherford County. Even though we don't have any coronavirus cases yet, we have been issued a stay-at-home order. I know Polk and McDowell counties does have cases, though. The governor's going to have a press conference at 4 today. Stay safe. Thank you. Same to you. Bobby, what about the beaches such as Isle of Palms that have police checking papers of people attempting to drive into the island? There's more on this from the blue flu governors around the country as well, not allowing people into their state if they're driving a car with New York license plates is one example. To the phones we go. Thanks for patiently waiting. Phil in Spartanburg is next up. Hi, Phil, and welcome to the Friday free-for-all.
Thank you, sir. A couple of three things right quick. There is Bud Light on the golf courses, no Corona, so that makes you feel good there.
Thank you for that update, Phil. That is a great relief to me to hear.
Yeah. I apologize. I don't remember the representative's name. He was on the news yesterday morning, I think. And he wanted $200 billion for the tourist industry in South Carolina, specifically on the coast, that was going to be decimated because of this. Well, I want to know if he does get $200 billion of our tax money, when all this calms down, do I have a two-week paid all-expenses vacation waiting on me since I paid for it already?
I'm thinking the answer in that one is going to be negatory, Phil.
Doesn't seem right, does it?
No, it doesn't. But it's your tax dollars at work.
I know. Well, two things. If we had a closed primary, Lindsey Graham would never be reelected. And if James Clyburn did not live in a 90% black district, he couldn't get a job picking peanuts out of crap at the waste treatment plant.
Uh-oh.
That's all I got to say, buddy.
Said a mouthful. Thank you, Phil. Appreciate that. Lisa is next up, 26 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Lisa. I think you wanted to talk about this business of sheltering in place or stay at home or whatever label they want to put on it.
Yeah. I mean, obviously our politicians that proclaim this stuff, they don't ever go to the grocery store. The first thing that happens when these, and I'm going to use the word fool because I really think that's what most of them are. The first thing that happens when they do that, everybody goes to the grocery store.
Sure.
And, I mean, in mass, everybody's in the grocery store. There were people, when they first did this last week, there were people lined up outside Costco. Now, you tell me how many people a place like Sam's or Costco holds. And what are they trying to do? They're trying to keep us from spreading this disease. Well, now they're talking about, I mean, think about it. It just doesn't even make any sense.
Well, at the best, Lisa, it's an unintended consequence, right?
Well, and now they're talking about herd immunity. Well, let me explain something to these guys. Herd immunity has already taken place because If you weren't exposed to the in the grocery store the first time you went, you were probably exposed the second time you went. And when things are short, guess what? People keep going back. It's not like they go one time a week. I just came from, I'm in Spartanburg. I just came from a Bilo over here. And believe it or not, I think things are turning the corner. There was bread on the shelf. There was meat in the, you know, in the meat counters. Things are looking a little better, but there were a couple of ladies in line behind me, and they had driven over from Boiling Springs because they said that there was no meat to be found at the Bilo in Boiling Springs.
Wow.
So now these ladies, very nice ladies, you know, we were all laughing about it, but there was no toilet paper at this Bilo.
Of course.
So, you know, these ladies came over here looking for, you know, things they couldn't find. And I'm sitting here thinking, and I'm looking, and I don't get out and run around a whole lot anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, the first thing I want to do when the government tells me not to get out and run around is get out and run around, you know.
Exactly.
It's human nature.
Right. Yeah, it is.
And so here I am, and, you know, here are thousands of other people that have been through the grocery stores who are desperate for help.
Right.
You know, there are help wanted signs as you come in the door. So I'm thinking that these stupid politicians, you know, they're issuing orders, and the very thing that they don't want to happen is happening because everybody panics and they run to the grocery store. And on top of that, everybody's at home now, so they're doing all of their do-it-yourself projects. So guess where else they're going? Have you seen the parking lots at Lowe's and Home Depot?
Yes, I have.
Packed.
Yeah, they are packed. Well, and I was in Costco one day last week. It may have been Friday. Thursday or Friday, in any event, the one on Woodruff Road, people were parked. It was such a stampede. People were parked all the way down by Golf Galaxy and those other businesses there in the little strip, and then walking back up more than a quarter of a mile up to a Costco to be able to get a cart. Now, Costco has dealt with it. They have you go through cattle, you know, in a Kansas City stockyard, and then you get to the end, you know, and they bring out the air hammer and pound you on the head. But it was just nuts in there, and you know,
it's completely insane.
And you wonder
else to think about. I was looking at the numbers today. Think about this.
Yeah.
Worldwide, there have been fewer deaths from this. There have been less than 25,000 deaths from this worldwide than there were the flu deaths in this country last year. Now, I'm not making light of this virus.
No.
But when you look at it from a statistical point of view, when you look at the raw numbers, none of this makes sense. And the scariest thing of all about this is that the next time something like this happens, and it will, the last one was in 2009, and if Democrats are in charge next time, they're
going
to see what the media can do and how people will panic, and they are going to take it. If we think this $2.2 trillion bill, and don't get me started on it, was bad, you're right. God help us if the Democrats are in control next time, because they will use this to absolutely take over the country.
Just as they did
absolutely
this time. Thanks a lot for the call. I've got to run for the news, but I appreciate the call. Thank you. And to update that worldwide total global deaths, it is now up over 26,000, 26,827 globally. Okay. 3:31 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Friday.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
.338 now, 22 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I don't know if you had an opportunity to hear Rush Limbaugh's show this afternoon. I heard, I got in to about 12:15, and I caught about 5 or 6 minutes of the show, and then I was rushing around and doing other things. But I would ask if you are a praying individual to please pray for Rush. He was doing his show. I was left to assume from a secure location. I'm not sure if he was referring to his home or where he may have been. But Rush really sounded like he has been through it. And he talked about doing an update on the status of his contending with the lung cancer that he has contracted. And said that he had been on some apparently pretty aggressive chemotherapy, and it was just so rough that he had to go off it Monday or Tuesday, and that now they were looking at some alternative meds that they may be able to use instead. And it was kind of sad because he said the chemo actually had shown signs of working, but it was just so tough. And I know that so many people who undergo these cancer treatments, the chemo can just be brutal, absolutely brutal. So whether you're a fan of Rush or not, or may agree with his politics or not, he is in a struggle now, as many of us are. And so I would encourage you, if you are a praying person, next time you hit your knees, to say a little prayer for Rush, because it was fairly obvious today. And I thought he showed great courage in coming in and updating people, because obviously he's not in a good place right now. 20 minutes before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show, in on the text line. Bobby, not trying to make light of any type of virus, but you can't compare the two, apples to apples. The count for the flu is for a year. This virus has moved this quickly in a couple of months. I'm afraid in a year, we will be talking about this one in an entirely different manner, and it won't be a good one. It's something to think about, because we do know that these viruses seem to thrive or be fueled by cooler temperatures, winter months, or when we typically see these various flu varieties starting to get more aggressive. What happens, and I'm just trying to think ahead a little bit here. What happens if we get through this, the warm weather hits, like it's 80s here today? Of course, there are still parts of this country where it's still very chilly. But when the warm weather does hit every place in CONUS, in continental United States, and this thing gets tamped down as we head towards the winter months next year, especially around election time, Tuesday in November, does this stuff resurface and we're going through all this again? Hope not, but I guess that is potentially what we could be dealing with for a while here. Bob, it seems this China flu and all the fake panic has been a test initiated by the enemies of the U.S. to see how easily the communists can take over the land of the free. One thing is certain, and I've said this before, make no mistake about it. This is a war with China. We were in a Cold War for decades with the former Soviet Union, what Ronald Reagan called the evil empire. And the CCP, I guarantee you, is even more evil than the former Soviet Union. And this, in the 21st century, this is one of the ways that wars are fought. Cyber wars, biochem wars. We find ourselves in a whole new zip code here, folks. Also on the text line, Bobby, they said vitamin E, D, and C deficiency can make you susceptible to viruses. I know that I take 2,000 or 3,000 units of vitamin C every day, just on the belief that Dr. Linus Pauling wasn't given a Nobel Prize in medicine just because they liked the guy, you know, and he was the one that said, hey, vitamin C. Bobby, I object to the voice vote in the House on this pork bill. We deserve to know every rhino who voted for it so we can vent our rage in the voting booth. Sad to say, you know, the stampede was on in Washington, and even those who are not rhinos were on board for this as well. They all, everybody was well aware of all the junk that Pelosi and her minions had attached to this $2 trillion bill, and I guess it's like President Trump said, you know, to get the money out to folks, I had to just wink and a nod and say, okay, all right, I'll put up with it. Bobby Mack, Governor Herbert Hoover McMaster will kill thousands of jobs forever if he doesn't open South Carolina back up for business. Bobby, Democrat from New York, Max Rose, said Congressman Massey, he's the fellow from Kentucky, would have blood on his hands for delaying the COVID bill. Does that mean Pelosi has blood on her hands? Bobby, I'm listening to the way you're talking about spot shortages. I have a friend with a kid on the spectrum who only eats jasmine rice bulk type. He doesn't like the boil and bag, and he doesn't like the 5 minute. So I put a plea for help and extra eyes through my church groups. We're still getting nowhere. Finally, one lady who does a great job of thinking outside the box called an Oriental food store. And I found this youngster a 44-pound bag of jasmine rice. Nature.com delivered it yesterday. You should have said seen the kid's eyes turn into saucers. My lesson learned, think sideways, from Katie. Yep, more than one way to look at these things. 3:45 now. It's a quarter before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here, and then we come right back on the other side. Hour number one of the Friday free-for-all. We are rolling here on WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Great to have you along here at 10 before 4, closing minutes of hour number one of the Bobby Mac Show and the Friday free-for-all. I don't want to get too far behind on the text line here today, so I'm going to try and catch up here just a bit. Bobby, if we haven't received a tax refund in years, how will the IRS have our bank account info? You think the IRS doesn't keep records that go back for years and years? And let me answer you this way. You ever bought anything from Amazon? you ever been on Facebook? Ever been on Twitter? Twitter? On Twitter? I sound like Joe Biden. Ever been on? Have you ever sent a tweet or been on Instagram? Believe me, they know how to find you. Bobby, should war break out with communist China, they can do a pre-attack, release viruses in the medicines, poison in the foods they ship over here. I think that. In America, 25% to 30% of the food we have comes from there. How did we ever let our well-being of our nation be left in the hands of a communist state? In the name of profit is the short answer. Bobby, if the South Carolina coastal elites would stop blocking offshore exploration and drilling for natural gas and oil, they wouldn't need a bailout for their tourism losses. Bobby, what would a stay-at-home order mean? Can I still get groceries? Yes. In virtually all of the stay-at-home orders that have been issued, it is okay to go to the grocery store, go to the hospital if you need to, go to the pharmacy if you need meds. Hey, Bob, speaking of Joe, has anybody seen Creepy Joe recently? I think he is hunkered down in his coronavirus bunker. I haven't. I fully expect to see him show up in a milk carton at the grocery store. Bobby, Boomer Doomer. Yeah, is that one that's circulating as well? Along with the Boomer Remover. Bobby, the greatest generation fought World War II, went to the moon, and invented modern tech. And we're afraid of a microbe. Let's see, where else do I need to go back and catch up? Bob, I'm very leery of any bill that Democrats are excited to pass. I guess we get to see what's in it. Now that it's passed, we do, and I have a rundown of some of the junk that's in there. From Tripp, in Traveler's Rest, understanding COVID-19 is also dangerous, but less so than destroying our economy and our country. Bobby Mack, COVID-19, just the latest hoax from the deep state. Papa, where does this begin? Holy cow, this one goes on. Where does it start? Paraphrasing from many, true morality and principles are defined by how you act in a crisis. I can't support massive pork and obscene funding, like paying people more to stay at home than to work. Just more reinforcement to my conviction to never call myself a Republican or a conservative. Okay. Bobby, you're still playing golf. Yes. Well, the emergency's done. That bad. To the phones quickly. We go here on the Bobby Mac Show in the closing minutes. And Pat is along in Union. Pat has relatives there in New York. Hi, Pat. How you doing?
David's back to work Monday.
Aha.
Yep. The whole plant's back.
Nice.
My son called me. It seems that a couple of store owners got suspicious of people showing up in their parking lot, coming in and buying up everything they could.
Right.
You know, hand sanitizer, toilet paper, paper towels.
Yep.
The police come down, and asked them where they were from. They were from New York City, and they were working their way north. Now, I thought Cuomo told them nobody was to travel anywhere.
Yeah, a situation like this brings out the best in human nature, and sadly, it also brings out the reverse, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, yep. Hopefully those folks
UPS,
will have an opportunity.
UPS has stopped deliveries, and my son works for the military. They can't get any parts in for their stuff.
Yeah, it's all shut down. Thanks, Pat. I appreciate the update from the Empire State. While we all are dealing with this, stay-at-home orders and all the rest, self-isolation, with a gorgeous weekend coming up, some people are going to be getting outside, but others that are more cautious, watching Netflix and chilling on the couch, which brings me to today's entry in our Quarantunes collection, this one with Apologies to Rage.
Chilling in the name of... Some of those who own houses should remain on their couches. Some of those that rent houses should remain on their couches. Some of those in townhouses should remain on their couches. Some of those without couches should go out and buy couches! Chilling in the name of Netflix and chilling in the name of. You should do what they told ya.
There you go.
And you should do what they told ya. Now you're staying at home. And you should do what they told ya. You can play on your phone. And you should do what they told ya. You can watch Bio-Go. And you should do what they told ya. Now you're staying at home. You should do what they told you. Stay inside till this subsides. Don't go to a bar, get on a flight. And if you decide to go outside, don't go to a bar, get on a flight. Come on.
There you go. You imagine somebody with the radio on scan and they're headed up to 106.3. Came in the middle of Rage and chilling in the name of. There's our quarantine for today, right down Moneypenny's alley. See you back with hour number two. It's next here on the Bobby Mack Show on Friday.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.